Hello, Sam. Douglas. Well, the funny part...
Will the House please come to order? Will the members please show their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, please take the final roll.
34 members present.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, Representative Bettisworth and Buckholder excused from the call today.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Moss be excused from the call of the House to April 30th.
There's no objection. Representative Moss will be excused until April 30th from the call of the House. Just for the members' information, Representative Moss is in the hospital in Seattle, so he's going to be laid up for a while. Representative Randolph. There's no objection. Representative Randolph would be excused on April 9th. The prayer today is by Rabbi Danny Plotnick of the Juneau Jewish community. Will the members please rise for today's prayer?
Let us give thanks. Shalom. Dear God, grant us peace on this eighth and final day of Passover and on this Easter Monday. May our country ever be a stronghold of peace, and may contentment reign within our borders, and health and happiness within our homes and in these chambers. We pray for the speedy recovery and return of our temporarily excused absent brother, Pappy Moss. Praise be thou, O Lord, giver of peace. Amen.
Speaker.
Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
There's no objection. The prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the Chief Clerk please certify as the correctness of the previous day's journal?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the journals for the 81st, 82nd, 83rd, and 84th days in House Supplement Number 41.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals for the 81st, 82nd, 83rd, and 84th days in House Supplement Number 41 be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
If there's no objection, the journals and the journal supplements will stand approved. Are there guests for introduction to the House this morning? Messages from the Governor?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Communications?
There's an open letter to the House from Representative Pappy Moss dated April 3, 1980. As I write this, I'm higher than a kite, and it's not because I've been out carousing all night. I thought it was because I was wrestling these Bartlett nurses who were shouting, "Get back in bed before we bop you on the head." Things looked better in the morn until they told me I have turned into a thorn, and they were ready to ship me out to a place that had more clout. So while I'm gone, don't let Brown have the chip I've got for his crown. Don't let all the pork get away because I might be back any day. God bless you all, and try to stay on the ball until I get back to run the halls. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Finances had Senate Bill 447 amended, Definition of Municipal Bonds under the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority Act under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 447 and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Meekins, Chairman, concurred in by Meekins, Duncan, McKinnon, Smith, Rogers, Freeman, Guy, Montgomery, and Haugen. Senate Bill 447 amended has no further referral. The Committee on Resources has had House Joint Resolution 86 requesting the Department of Energy to review and revise gasoline consumption guidelines for Alaska under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miles, Chairman, concurred in by Halford, Chatterton, Jaroff, Carney, Fuller, Miles, and Cotton. House Joint Resolution Number 86 has no further referral. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 686 relating to donors of food to nonprofit organizations under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 686 and recommends it do pass and attaches a letter of intent. Report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Barnes, Martin, Phillips, Brown, and Buchholz. citing no recommendation, O'Connell. House Bill 686 has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 746 relating to overtime compensation under a flexible work hour plan under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 746 and recommends it do pass, attaches a fiscal note, let's see, and a chairman's report. The report was signed by Mr. Miller, chairman, concurred in by Miller, Fuller, and Gardner, signing do pass if no fiscal note, Martin and Metcalf. House Bill 746 has no further referral. The Committee on Commerce has set House Bill 866, Special Individual Traction Permits, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 866 and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mrs. Munson, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Munson, Halford, Bettesworth, and Randolph. Having no recommendation, Brown. House Bill 866 has no further referral. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 941, a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for geophysical exploration work to determine the geothermal energy potential of sites at Umnak and Unalaska Islands under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 941 and reports it back with individual recommendations. The report was signed by Mr. Miles, chairman, citing Dupass, Fuller, and Jaroff. Having no recommendation, Eliason, Carney, and Miles. Signing do not pass, Chatterton, Cotton, and Halford. House Bill 941 has a further referral to finance. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 966 relating to meetings by teleconference under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miller, chairman, concurred in by Miller, Martin, Metcalf, Fuller, and Gardner. House Bill 966 has no further referral. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 967, Alaska Power Authority, in approving the general design and maximum amount of bonds for power projects under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 967 and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miles, chairman, concurred in by Jaroff, Fuller, Chatterton, Halford, and Miles. Having no recommendation, Cotton and Carney. House Bill 967 has a further referral to finance. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson.
Brief,
House, please stand at ease. Please come back to order. Introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation honoring Louise M. Brabaugh by Representatives Miller and Duncan. I have no resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills.
House Bill 993 by the Rules Committee by request for the Joint Gas Pipeline Financing Committee. An act establishing the Alaska Gas Liquids Authority and repealing the Alaska Gas Pipeline Financing Authority and providing for an effective date.
The House Gas Line Committee and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
It brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. That Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May we revert to introduction of guests?
Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, we have in Gallery B today a friend and relative of my family, Elaine White from Kenai, who's in town visiting for a few days, and I hope that the legislature impresses her while she's here.
There is no calendar today, so consideration of the daily calendar will be waived. Brings us to unfinished business. Are there items unfinished business to come before the House? Announcements of committee meetings.
Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, I'm never the first one. I'm surprised. Mr. Speaker, Judiciary Committee will meet at 3 this afternoon on House Bill 567, Public Drunkenness and Emergency Treatment of Intoxicated Persons. This is a teleconference, but it's invitational. We've invited police officers with actual experience in this area to testify.
Representative Miles.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Resources will meet today at 3 o'clock, and we'll begin reviewing the rural energy package.
Representative Freeman.
Mr. Speaker, Finance Committee will meet at 1:30. Under consideration will be House Bill 930, increased number of superior court judges, House Bill 205 relating to prevention of oil control and pollution, and House Bill 240, Ag Soc.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, State Affairs will take up two bills today, HB 785, requesting annual adjustments for the benefits for the state retirement system, and SCR 50, extending the life of the Blue Ribbon Commission.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, the House Commerce Committee meet at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning to consider two bills involving electrical utilities, House Bill 778, taxation of electrical cooperatives, and that doesn't increase taxes, Mr. Speaker, and House Bill 952, an act relating to public utilities, looking at a work draft.
Representative Parker.
Mr. Speaker, at 6:30 this evening in the State Affairs Room, the Commerce Committee on the Election Code Revision will meet.
Are there further announcements? Special orders? Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
There's no objection. The House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
And to go in and straighten out the fiscal management, the business practices and procedures of the university. It's not at all intended to, quote, be a legislative takeover, unquote, of the university.